Welcome back, everybody. This is Metal Goddess Jen, and I am joined tonight by Dave Fox of the band Centerfold. Hi, Dave. How you doing?
I'm phenomenal. How are you?
Pretty good, actually. It's pretty warm here today down in Georgia. I'm like actually sweating.
I wish I could say the same.
Yeah, I bet it's not very warm up there right now.
It's a little colder in Vancouver.
Yeah. Vancouver's a beautiful city. I've been there a few times.
I love it.
I was raised in Washington State, actually Vancouver, Washington.
So, enough.
Yeah, I've been up there plenty of times. Okay, so who are the band members and what is their role in Centerfold?
Okay, well, like I said, my name is Dave and I play drums. Our singer, AJ, our guitar player is Lee, and our bass player is Jordan.
All right, so what is the history of your band?
Centerfold's been around with this lineup for about 2 years. The singer, the guitar player, and myself have probably been playing together for the better part of 5 years. We left a previous project to start Centerfold, and so far it's been the right decision.
That's good that it's worked out. I didn't realize you guys have been around that long, you know.
We have, yeah.
That's awesome. The name Centerfold, is there a story behind that name?
Not really. A lot of people think it's to do with a particular girl or an experience, but no, Centerfold to us is the thing you go to see. It's the main attraction. Obviously, there's that element of, you know, sex in it. But to us, it's the main attraction. It's what you're looking for.
Do you have any personal influences or, musical influences, or does the band have any influences?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, me personally, I'm a child of the 90s. So I love that Soundgarden, Alice in Chains, mm-hmm. You know, and any of that sort of stuff. I'm all over that. In the group, we try to really listen to a bunch of different things. I know our guitar player is a really big fan of Ian Thornley. He listened to Nickelback a lot, which, you know, is apparent in his guitar playing. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different stuff. I mean, our singer, he used to listen to country and all these different vocal genres, and that's what kind of gave him his voice. So musically we're kind of all over the place, but I think it's really good because it allows us to draw from, you know, different types of genres and put our kind of rock input into it, and Centerfold is what we come up with.
What do you think is your greatest strength as a band?
Well, internally, it's the fact that we don't really fight.
That's good.
it's phenomenal. I've been in bands and I've played for other bands where fighting is a big problem. So for us to be able to go out on the road for long periods of time and, you know, not so much as have a single scuffle is quite useful. Externally, I would say our biggest asset, I don't know, it's tough to say. I like so many things about the band. We have a great time on stage. We work really hard. We always take the time to, you know, get to interact with people that come out to the shows after, and, we're a hardworking, good looking group of guys.
Yes, you are. What is the most difficult part of being in a band, and then what's the best, do you think?
Well, the best part is definitely being on stage. I've played with some well-known musicians before, and to play on your own project, to play music that you have personally written and you have a personal attachment to, and to be able to get up in front of, you know, whether it's a few hundred or a few thousand people and be able to, you know, show them the stuff that you've written, and they get to see, I guess, your passion and how much you care about it is an amazing feeling that you basically can't replicate. The worst thing, I don't know if there's a worst thing, because I know everything that we do leads up to being able to play. I'm really not a big fan of loading and setting up gear. The tours where we do have a roadie or two are a little bit easier. But loading gear sucks.
Yeah, I've heard. I have a brother-in-law that's in a band, and he hates that part of it, and taking it down at the end of the night, and, you know.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny, because people don't realize that, you know, even though you see an hour and a half show, you know, there's the better part of, you know, 6 or 7 hours worth of work, you know, just to be able to put that show on. And there's so many people behind the scenes, and it's quite a production.
Now, you talked about, you know, songwriting. Who writes the songs for the band? Do you guys do it together? And do any of your songs have any special meanings?
Well, on our album, Ready to Go, you will find that the topic is mostly dirty girls. And that is attributed to a particular relationship that our singer AJ had. But most of the writing is done collectively. Some people will bring, you know, maybe a vocal idea, or maybe a melody on guitar. And we'll just kind of start with one until we get it to a point where, okay, well, that sounds cool. Let's add another instrument. And then we go on from there. And once we've kind of established the music, and then we start working on the vocal lines. And AJ does do most of the lyrical writing. Mm-hmm. But like any singer who's trying to cram a big idea into a little sentence, sometimes he needs the words worked around. So that's where I come in and fit the syllables for him.
Yeah, with the beat.
Yeah.
How do you guys juggle, you know, work and your outside life in with your band life, so you can remain active with that?
It's a fine balance. Because everybody's got bills. Although Centerfold itself draws an income, mm-hmm. Everything we make goes back into the band. So three of the guys work full time. And I myself maintain, well, a bit more than part time, but I maintain less hours so I can deal with the day-to-day band stuff. Mm-hmm. Because we work with a team, we have a manager, a booking agent, a promoter, graphic designer, somebody who handles the social media stuff. It's a lot of day-to-day phone calls that require time. And I'm the one that is elected to kind of sacrifice a bit of the wage for the betterment of the band.
Hey, well, I guess you got to do what you got to do sometimes, right?
Absolutely. We would love to get to the point where everybody can just focus on the music. And we're definitely making headway on that. But until that point, we got bills to pay.
Exactly. If you guys could open for anybody, who would it be?
Oh, that's really tough. Dead or alive?
Either or.
Well, we've shared the stage with musicians from Our Lady Peace and the Tea Party. We've shared the stage with Edwin. I don't know if I could single one band out. I know in a previous interview, my guitar player answered Ian Thornley. In a previous interview, I've answered Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
think it would be really tough. I think if you asked us each individually, we'd all have a different answer. There's just so many great bands that we would love to share the stage with.
Well, you know, there are. I had a last interview I did. They had, you know, each had their own response as well. So I think it's because everybody has a different, you know, influence or hero, so to speak, that they'd like to play for. So
absolutely.
I'm going to get a different answer on that. You guys are part of the Dragonfly Rockstars.
Yes, we are.
Yes. That is a pretty good organization.
It's phenomenal. They've been very, very kind and very, very helpful to us in getting our music out there. And that's just a very solid organization, which we fully support and thank them for their help.
Now, kind of some personal questions. What is your musical background?
My musical background?
Yeah.
I actually didn't start on drums. I started playing music about 15 years ago. I'm 24 now. I started playing guitar. And after I realized that a bunch of my friends were playing guitar, I was like, all right, well, you know, I guess it's time to pick up bass. So then I moved over to bass. And then once I realized there was a bunch of bass players, I was like, well, I'm going to move on to drums now. Because if I can play three instruments, there's no way I'm going to be without a band.
Yeah.
That's remained true. That's the good thing about being a drummer, is it's almost impossible not to have a band.
Yeah. And so now you have three instruments you can play, and I guess you could fill in if you ever needed to. But I guess if nobody else played drums, they'd kind of be up.
Yeah, no. Unfortunately, nobody else in the band plays drums.
You talked a little about your influences, but right now, who's your favorite artist? Like, who do you have on your MP3 player or the CD in your car that you're listening to at the moment?
In my car right now, what CDs do I have in there? I have, I got Tool, Anima in there. I got Dream Theater, Train of Thought, Deftones, White Pony. Also, again, I got Soundgarden, I got Bad Motorfinger.
That's quite a variety.
It is. And then I got some indie stuff in there, too. There's a local band from Vancouver here called The Post War, which good friends of ours, and I got them spinning in there as well. And then also, Calling All Wave from the island, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're really good. Okay, moving back to the band, what are some of your long-term goals as a band?
World domination. No,
everybody says that.
Of course, that's the easiest answer. We just want to keep furthering ourselves. We want to continue to take steps forward, which allow us to reach a greater audience. We want to continue to put out good rock. We just want to go. We want to play for anyone and everyone. We love what we do. We're dedicated to it. We couldn't have picked a harder career, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
We believe in what we're doing. We believe in our passion for it. We got a great team working with us. We know a bunch of great bands. We've made a lot of great contacts. We just want to keep pushing forward, and that's what we're doing.
That's great, and you guys are a great band. The songs I listen to them a lot. I listen to a lot of the indie stuff, but I have bands that I'm partial to, and you guys I'm partial to.
Well, thank you very much.
Where can listeners find your music and any information about the band, like, you know, your websites and social media
sites?
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, the best place to go is to our personal website, which is www.centerfoldband.com. And we are a Canadian band, so we spell center the Canadian way, which is C-E-N-T-R-E. You can find us on YouTube, which is www.youtube.com/centerfoldonline. You can find us on Twitter at centerfoldband. We're on Facebook. If you search Centerfold, Reverb Nation, we're all over the place.
So there's a lot of ways to find your music. And actually, I'll be playing some of your music after this interview. Do you have any upcoming shows?
Yeah, we got a show in Vancouver. It's on the 17th here at Tunnel Nightclub. We're going to be playing. Well, we were supposed to be playing with Calling All Wave, which we just got off a little island tour with. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, they had to pull out. But we're playing with a band called Whiskey Jack. And then after that, we're writing all throughout March. And then we are doing a little Northern Canadian tour with Calling All Wave again.
That'd be awesome. If I was in Canada, I'd be there.
Well, we're also looking into doing a U.S. tour.
That would be cool.
Trying to put a college tour together. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, being from Canada, it's tough to get the visas if you don't have each specific individual detail. And so we're working on it. We want to get into the States really, really quickly.
One last question. Do you guys have any crazy stories that you've experienced?
Yeah, we've had some interesting things. We've had some interesting female fans. I'm trying to think which one is A, the quickest, and B, the funniest. Jeez. Our singer is very active on stage. Mm-hmm. And he likes to get up right in front of the fans and, you know, make sure everybody's involved. Uh-huh. And so there was this one girl who would basically move to stand directly in front of him, but he was on these subwoofer cabinets, which happened to put her at perfect eye level with his crotch.
Oh my God.
And for whatever reason, she thought it was a great idea to just reach out and grab him.
Oh my goodness.
And I've never seen him jump that high because he wasn't looking at her.
Oh, man.
There's been all sorts of hilarious stuff. Our guitar player got cornered in the bathroom after a show once. Oh. All sorts of crazy stuff.
Crazy women out there. My goodness.
Yeah. We were on a bus one time, and we got pulled over by the police in Alberta. And there was a female cop and a male cop, and they got out and they tapped on the door. So we opened the door and they asked everybody to come out. And they're like, okay, nothing's wrong. We were just wondering if we could get some CDs and some autographs. Meanwhile, we're worried, like, oh man, we have open alcohol in the bus. Like,
you're sweating.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, can we get some pictures? And
oh, that's funny.
It was pretty funny.
Well, Dave, thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, not a problem. Thanks for having us on. We love what you do, and keep doing it.
I will. And like I said, coming up next, we have some Centerfold songs, so stay tuned.